I'd like to call the August 11th City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Board meeting to order, please. Secretary, call the roll.
Conde?
Here.
Mr. Pine?
Here.
Mr. Bourne?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Stevens?
Here. All members of city staff who will be testifying, please come forward.
You solemnly swear from the testimony you're about to provide that you will hold truth and nothing but the truth?
Before we get started, I'd like to ask all members of the audience, if you have a cell phone, would you please make sure it's on either silent or vibrate mode? Will all members of the board have the opportunity to review the July 14, 2011 minutes? Corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the minutes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Moving on, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Any member of the board like to disclose any ex parte communications with any respondent to any case? Okay. Are there any members of council who may be? Are there any members of council who may be present? No. Okay. We'll begin our cases here in the cases with case number one, which is CEB 051170, Harvey Estates LLC. This is the respondent here.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
It's William.
William Kogut, K-O-G-U-T. Of course.
Kodak, what is your relationship to the respondent, Hobby Estates LLC?
That's my corporation, sir.
Would you be a managing member then?
Excuse me?
Would you be a managing member?
A managing owner.
Tom, what can you tell us?
First of all, I'll handle this for Officer Fitzgerald. He's requesting to amend the order to the next cutoff, September cutoff. He said that there's major progress being made, and he's requesting September.
You okay with that, Tom?
I didn't see Mr. Fitzgerald. I didn't know he was standing in for him, but I'd like to make a couple of comments if it's okay with the board. There's a whole bunch of things here. Peeling paint, which right now we have sand, power wash the building and all that. It needed paint. It's 80 years old. I just took back possession of the property in November of 2010. Rotting wood, I don't know what they really mean by that. Broken windows, there is no broken windows. There's film on the first floor, two of the windows that appeared from the street that they were broken, but there is no broken windows. And there was one 2x4 for porch railing that was replaced. Some of the things, as the gentleman mentioned, I have done was, number one, there's new state law coming about dirt going onto the sidewalk. What I did there is I got new sod. I dug the sod down 3 inches below the sidewalk and laid it so that it doesn't ever come up. I put new fencing up, and we're progressing as well as expenditures are available, and my goal is to have the two nicest beachside residences in the city of Daytona Beach in the E-Zone.
Have you had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Fitzgerald regarding?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the only question I have, I'm going to see, I just talked to her, I forgot her name. What's the head code enforcement gal's name?
Colleen.
Yeah, I'm going to see her. I have a tenant that has an RV. There's two buildings on 707, a major six unit and a rear building with two units and a laundromat. He has an RV parked alongside the second building. His stand for the last several years was that it's under 10,000 pounds that he's allowed to keep it. Mr. Fitzgerald and I discussed it. He says, beachside, there is no such thing as RVs. And I'm just going to get a new code from Colleen when I go downstairs and give it to my tenant. The reason I don't push him is because he does a lot of the work for me, so it's kind of uncomfortable to, but we did discuss it, that it's got to be moved and the fines will be put on me versus you. So I'm just going to get a clear code from his colleague so that he can see it for himself. He was going to come down with an attorney, but that's, again, I'm just trying to protect myself from any fining.
Question for you, sir. This violation was issued in March, and you still don't understand what rotting wood means?
Oh, no. There was one piece of wood on the one of the railings that was replaced. Yes, sir. That was done months ago.
So this has been done.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, right now, all we did was power wash the building. The second building has to be scraped because it's not stucco. It's wood. It's been scraped. It's all prepared. I'm just waiting for get a color approved, hopefully today. And I really want to extend the landscaping above the little hump of a hill that's on 707's parking.
Are you certain, Mr.
Yes, sir.
That you'll be done by September 1st?
Yes.
Chair would entertain a motion in a previous order allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to come into compliance to return to the board for consideration of the fine.
Excuse me. Can we do September 30th or the next meeting after that? Because I don't know if we'll get it. Because I have to hire a lift and everything. We can't do it on ladders because it is approximately 40 stories high.
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question?
Sure. Yes.
What exactly have you accomplished since March? Tell me what.
The building's been power washed, ready for paint. The wood's been replaced. There's never any broken windows. I landscaped from the edge of the sidewalk below the sidewalk so that no dirt falls, runs on the sidewalk. And I put up fencing around both buildings. I own two buildings here, 715 and 707, the three-rail range-type fence, which did a lot for my tenants because it stopped the trespass cutting across the major corner of Grandview and Harvey. So we did a lot of improvements.
Okay. Is your building still 50% occupied?
Maybe 60. I think I got 4 or 5 units left. But I'm trying to pick through my tenants. When I took the buildings back, I evicted quite a few. But my goal is to, again, make those the two nicest buildings on the beach side.
And so what do you propose to do by September 30th?
Have it pretty much painted and everything done that is required of this board.
Okay. Tom, what's the city's opinion on October 5th?
I have the motion.
Brown, would you consider amending your motion and allowing the respondent until October 5th?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Well, we have a motion amended on a previous order and allowing the respondent until October 5th to bring the property into compliance. Questions or comments by members of the board?
And the fine will be imposed if it's not or is a
consideration.
The board will make that decision.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah. All right.
That's October
3rd. October 5th. October 5th cutoff.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all of them in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Good luck. Page number 2 is CEB 051168, Christopher and Ann Eckstein. Property's located at 229 South Grandview Avenue. Respondent here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Morning, Ms. Eckstein.
Good morning.
Tom.
Basically, this case is she's applied for redevelopment funds on a grant. We're waiting to see if she's going to be a contractor.
Yes.
As long as the contractor says over $5,000, we're going to request that we amend this for at least possibly 6 months. It takes 180 days to get approval.
I was hoping to ask for 8 months because I actually have an estimate, and he said it's going to be $8,000. So I was hoping. I got a contractor who is willing to work on a monthly payment, and I can't do more than $1,000 a month. We take care of the liability issue now, just the cosmetic, and a lot of work needs to be done, but it's very costly.
No, I understand it's costly, but what have you done exactly? What have you done since
we fixed the
February?
Porch. We fixed the porch on the back building, and we removed the porch on the front building, like the inspector asked us to do. And now we need the fence was fixed here, which you see on the picture. And now we need to change the rotting wood, and we need to rebuild the front porch up front, and peeling paint. That's what needs to be taken care of.
So what we see on the screen there is still the same condition that it was?
The rotting wood? Yes, that's what I have estimate here for.
Tom, she's asked for 8 months. You suggested 6.
Well, basically what it is, it's 6 months, 180-day review by the city staff. As long as the plans are submitted, I would request maybe a progress report.
Right.
Months, see what happens.
Every month or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a problem with giving her 8 months, or do you think we should just do 6 and amend at that time?
I don't think the 180 days, I mean, this project wouldn't be reviewed within more than 180 days.
Okay. So maybe allow until April 4th?
April 4th.
Explain to me this review, that there's a potential that she will not be granted.
Yeah, it's around the redevelopment code 516. It says the total project is over $5,000. Staff has to review within 90 days, and the final approval repairs must be completed within 6 months.
Okay, so if they don't approve, then we're back to square
right,
one.
Exactly. As long as you apply, we're kind of in catch and release.
You could also, Ms. Harrington, allow her the 6 months now and amend if necessary at that time, if you'd like to make a motion to that effect.
I'm not comfortable with this. Whole thing, 6 months. It's been going on since February, and I understand the intention of the CRA to help out, but 180 days to take a look at a building that would take a day. I'm not blaming her. That's not her fault. But I don't know what to do in a situation like this. It's with the potential that she doesn't get the grant, we're back to square one on this, and we've heard this three or four times now, and nothing seems to be done. I have the front porch, the back porch, the tapes.
Well, can I ask the funds would be from the CRA?
That's for the completion of the whole project, as long as it's over $5,000, as long as she gets the...
Is it a matching?
Yeah.
So it includes wood replacement and all of that? It's not just paint or...
As long as it's commercially done by the contractor.
What's the percentage of occupancy now?
How many of your units are occupied, Ms. Eckstein?
Right now, 2.
Out of how many?
3.
So, Tom, I just want to make sure. So, the city's requirement is for 180 days, more or less, right? Okay.
Like I said, I've got a request in the progress report.
Okay.
I'd say within 2 months, but it's a monthly report.
Okay.
To make sure in case she isn't doing her plans.
I don't even know for sure, Tom. As
long as she submits the plans, it's like I said, it's 180 days.
No, but I'm saying, when will you know for sure if she's going to get the grant or not?
180 days.
Okay.
And she submitted the application. The application is in, and the clock has started.
Right, exactly.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to amend our previous order and allow the respondent to April 4th, 2012 to come into compliance
or be returned to the board for an imposition of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
You're also requiring that she provide progress reports.
Yes. Yes, and well, because she gives us a RIP update every month, that she won't hear back from them for 6 months. Okay. With the progress reports every 2 months to the board?
Starting
in 2 months. October?
You have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
A motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. I am very uncomfortable with this. I will not vote for it. This has come before us, as Mr. Harrington said, 3 or 4 times. I don't believe there has been much effort. The porch has been ripped off, according to the pictures, but since February, I don't see anything else that's been accomplished. And I think that we should impose a fine. I think this work needs to be done, and if the CRA doesn't have the funds or they deny the funds, it will be a year and 2 months that nothing's been done.
Can I ask?
And I don't know what the progress report is for if it takes that long to get the funds. Are you going to do something in the meanwhile to that house while you're waiting for the funds?
No, I have a builder who is willing to work with me on a monthly payment. And the estimate I have for $8,000, and we agreed that I'm going to pay him $1,000 a month, and he's going to start working on this.
When will that start? When will that start?
When will the contractor begin work, Ms. Eckstein? That's the question.
As soon as I sign this, I have an estimate here right now.
Okay.
I told him that as soon as I'm going to call him now when the hearing is finished.
Okay,
so
I just want to make sure. The CRA funds are reimbursed, right? You have to spend up front. So are you prepared to spend this regardless of whether or not the CRA gives this to you? I know that will help you on the long run because you're not going to get the money up front. You get it on the back end after everything is spent.
I'm sorry. What is CRA?
That's where your matching funds are coming from.
That's the grant money. Those are the grant funds.
Well, I never heard about this.
So you're prepared to spend this on your own?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how long did the contractor say this should take?
He said it's up to me. He said if, you know, if I let him go and give him yes, it's going to take about 3 months for him to finish everything.
It'll take him 3 months to finish
right.
Everything?
Why did
you
ask
for an 8-month extension?
Because I can't pay him in 3 months.
That's
okay.
What it depends on.
Because
the
I want
funds.
Okay.
Work
8,000.
On my
okay. Okay. Well, we should.
My question, Mr. Chair, is if, as she said, if CRE doesn't, the grant don't come through, then what at the end of the 6 months?
I think what Ms. Eckstein is saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Eckstein, you're going to allow the contractor to start work, and you're going to pay him monthly. But
okay.
In the interim, he's going to continue to do work. Is that
right.
Correct?
Right.
So if she's not waiting for the CRA funds,
she's paying him out
of pocket monthly to pay down the debt of $8,000.
Okay.
So he's going to work, I'm assuming, monthly.
Right.
Okay.
Well, then we should have a monthly report on the progress, since it has nothing to do with the CRA refunding.
Tom, in your best estimate, how long should it take for significant work to be done?
Like I said, that's like 2 months, 60 days max.
Okay.
May I suggest also you might want to impose a small fine retroactive to today in case something gets done or, you know, wrong.
Well, because this work is in phases, we can't, you know,
right.
We would have to determine which phase we wanted
right.
to see done.
But honestly, 60 days max, so it's not that major.
Well, Mr. Chair, could we? Is it feasible for us to give her 2 months to come back
no.
to the board with a progress report? Or otherwise, not necessarily a progress report, but set a compliance date for 2 months. And if we have progress being made, then we can extend it then.
Well, the motion you've made now would let you either have a progress report in 2 months.
Yeah.
At any time there's no progress being made.
Well, we're giving her till
we're giving her till April to come and comply.
Well, the understanding that there's progress being made, that if you come back in 2 months and no progress is being made, you can sue the line.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can add that to your motion now.
All right, Mr. Chair. If there were no more questions, I'm sorry.
There's a motion ready to
right.
Can you state well,
to amend the motion to add on to the end of the progress report every 2 months that if no progress is made within the first 2 months that we impose a fine up to $1,000 per day.
Not first 2 months.
For every honor
report,
if there's no
right.
So, why do we have the April date then?
For it to be completed.
Okay. Well, I don't think we need to do that. I think we just need to put.
Well, we don't set a close end on it, Mr. Harrington. We can be here for a year as long as she's making progress.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's what we're
right.
going to do.
So we put a close date of 6 months with progress every 2 months.
8 months.
Eight months.
It's an economic circumstance from what I'm hearing.
Right.
Mrs. Eckstein needs the 8 months in order to pay the contract completely so that he may complete.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I just want to know what's been done each month that she's paying. I want to see the actual physical work that's been done. Because each time we come back with a new wrinkle here, we mention the CRA and then she says she doesn't never heard of the CRA. I mean, was it... That bothers me.
Well, that's actually to our benefit because she's willing to pay out of pocket.
Well,
whereas if she has these other funds, that's going to save her.
I'm talking about the credibility of what's going on here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm concerned that someone made application to the CRA and doesn't know what the CRA is. I don't know how you do that.
I think part of it might be, and I'm just guessing, that sometimes we throw acronyms.
Absolutely.
We are familiar with those.
I agree with that.
The public may not be. And I think that may be the circumstance here.
Mrs. Eckstein, have you applied for any grants with the city for them to reimburse you at all?
No.
So you're proceeding with paying for this out of pocket?
I never heard about the grants.
Okay.
Tom, who gave you the information?
That's
you.
I looked at some
notes earlier
and said that I was under
the
assumption that she
would have
I'll
correct
it with this.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Are there additional comments or questions by members of the board?
As amended?
As amended.
Who
has
a second?
Mr. Yes. Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay. By all means.
Please read the motion.
Progress report every 2 months, beginning with the October 13th, 2011 meeting. That would be October 13th, 2011, December 8th, 2011, February 2nd, 2012. For each progress report meeting, if there is no progress, then should be considered for imposition of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
And what was that February date again?
I believe it was the 9th.
The 9th, right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said the 2nd.
Sorry.
And, Mr. Clegg, would you see that she understands that?
Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign?
Aye.
No.
Two no's. Carries. Tom, if you could speak with her, that would appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ms. Eckstein. Case number 3 is CEB 071194, Curtis James. Property is located at 548 Cedar Street. Respondent here.
Could you speak louder?
Sure.
I don't think it's working. I can't hear her.
I'll try to do that. Is that any better?
Yes.
Okay.
The property is still in non-compliance. It's still, as the picture states, no work has been done. Trash and debris has not been removed. It's still in the same state.
Have you had any contact with the respondent at all?
I spoke with a gentleman who claimed it was his property. He informed me he was going to clean up, but that was about 2.5 weeks ago. It's still in the same state.
And it appears as though he did sign for the notice that was mailed on June 24, 2011. Do you have any recommendations as to a fine amount?
I recommend $100 a day for each day of noncompliance.
A max of?
About $10,000.
Chair would entertain a motion proposing a fine of $100 per day, effective today.
So moved.
Second.
With a maximum amount of $10,000. We have a motion by Ms. Hines, second by Mr. Harrington. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Mr. Chair, what's the maximum we can impose in this situation? A day?
Per day. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 4 is CB071195, Land Trust 554, Cedar, care of Trustee, LLC. Property is located at 554 Cedar Street. Respond to here. What can you tell us about it?
Noticeable work has been done on the exterior. The tires have been removed. There's a window that was missing that has been repaired. So visible work has been done on the exterior. Is the interior that's inconclusive. I have not been able to enter the property to do a final inspection. I have posted a door tag, posting my number and time that he can reach, the owner can reach me. I have yet to make contact with the owner.
Is there a tenant?
I'm sorry?
Is there a tenant?
No, it's vacant. The property is vacant.
Is this the property that's located on the corner of Cedar and
Division? Yes, Cedar and Division.
Did you try to make contact maybe in the evenings? Remember, I said that I passed through there and I've seen people there in the evenings. Looked like they're residents.
I posted a door tag at 5 p.m. on Thursday.
Seems like they're a little bit
no contact was returned.
I've seen individuals on that property within the last few days, generally after 7 o'clock. And that's just a ballpark time frame.
He's got my number.
Okay. We're also, it appears as though we're going to impose a fine plus a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is that still valid?
That's correct.
Okay. Have they applied for?
No occupational license. Well, the property is vacant currently, so until...
May not be. You might want to check it.
As of today, it's vacant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you might want to check in the evenings. But, so we can impose the one-time $250 administrative fee based on the information that we have. We cannot impose it if it's vacant.
I didn't hear you. What was that again?
If the property is vacant, we cannot impose the one-time administrative fee.
Why not?
Because it's vacant and they're not being rented.
Okay, well, it's if the board's, that's the decision of the board is.
We need testimony. Is your testimony that it's occupied and rented, yes or no?
No. You could impose a fine, yeah.
But not the one time administrative fee for the occupational license.
Well, can I ask this question, if I may? Any evidence of it being a rental?
It was rented at one point. Currently, it's not rented. The administrative fine, in my opinion, should be imposed.
What's your knowledge of it being rented previously?
It was a single mother that was. It was rented.
You spoke with her?
Yes.
Has it normally been a rental?
It has been a rental. It's the property owner. It is a rental. The property owner is an out of town. The property is being used. It's not vacant, just be in Daytona vacant. It's an investment property to use as a rental.
Do you have any knowledge of it ever being advertised for rent or anything like that?
No. What I have knowledge, first-hand knowledge of, is that it was rented at one point.
Was it previous occupancy or the, you know?
Yes, it was.
The most recent occupancy that you're aware of was a rental occupancy?
That's correct.
That's acceptance.
Mr. Lopez, could you go over again what actually has been accomplished?
The exterior. The vehicle was removed. Tires and debris, trash has been removed from the exterior of the property. That window there that we see has been repaired. The debris is no longer there. It's been cleaned up. From the exterior part, it has come into compliance. It's inconclusive on the interior, which had major minimum housing damages that needed to be repaired. Seeing that I've made attempts to contact the owner, he has not returned. That effort is inconclusive on the interior. The property is a rental property due to the fact that I have spoken to a renter that was evicted. The property owner, according to property appraiser's information, is from Orlando. Leads me to believe that the property is an investment property and not lived by the owner or homesteaded property.
Well, I would tend to agree with that based on the owner's name, which is Land Trust 554 Cedar. That's an LLC, so I would tend to agree with you on that. I'm a little leery about imposing a $250 administrative fee, considering that you initially said that it wasn't occupied. I don't have a problem imposing it. It's just that I'm a little bit leery about doing that. If you have evidence to the fact that it is occupied.
But he said it wasn't, didn't he?
Mr. Chair, if I could just say this regarding that thought. I think if we rely on occupancy as the basis for determining whether or not someone is utilizing a property as a rental property, then what we're really saying is we're expecting people to have and be in violation of the rental ordinance first before we would require them to comply with the rental ordinance, because they shouldn't have occupancy until after they've obtained the rental license. Now, that doesn't eliminate the need to have evidence that that it's a rental. And whether or not this evidence is sufficient, that will be obviously U.S. finders of fact to determine. But the mere fact that it's not occupied at the moment, I don't believe would be a reasonable basis, since you wouldn't expect it to be occupied, since its occupancy should not occur until they have the ordinance.
Okay.
So, Mr. Jackson, what you're really saying is that if the intent is to rent the property out, that should be enough.
Well, we believe that the evidence being presented is
right,
showing
presented by the
that
evidence.
Yeah, that there's reasonable evidence to believe that the property is being utilized as a rental property.
Rental units go vacant all the time, and that doesn't release you from a requirement to have a license because it's vacant.
Okay. Agreed. I think the problem was that initially when he said he had
he didn't see anybody there.
Right.
But at that point, we didn't have enough information.
Right.
But to say he did speak to somebody who had actually rented it, now we may have enough information to go forward. It's a little different now.
Well, I understand, Tony, and I appreciate that. What's your recommendation for a fine?
$100 a day for noncompliance.
Based on the evidence and testimony of the inspector, the chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $100 per day plus a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
With a maximum of
$10,000? Yes.
With a maximum of $10,000 on the fine.
Second.
$15,000.
Yes.
$15,000. Did you amend your motion, Mr. Smart?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Smart. Is there a second?
I second it, yes.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Mr. Lopez, I want to thank you for, I really like the way you write up your violations, and they're specific and easier for us to understand, so thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 5 is CEB 071196, Craig Cotter, 213 South Teach Street. I don't see him here. Have you had any contact?
I have not had contact since the board meeting, and he was supposed to get assistance to obtain paint and paint the property. I took a picture yesterday, and the property is still in the same state, hasn't been painted or repaired. The window hasn't been repaired either. I tried to knock on the door, but haven't obtained any answer. So I took a picture yesterday and to show it's still in the same state.
Mr. Bryant was going to offer some assistance last month. He's an employee of the city.
Good morning. Morning.
Board. I did meet with Mr. Carter outside last meeting, and I did offer assistance to him. I did tell him that he may be able to contact the counter to try to get some paint. I even offered to some of our Guy Rack kids to come over and help paint the building for him. I haven't had any contact with him. I did give him my card with my personal cell phone number, and I haven't had any contact with him.
I mean, since then?
Since then.
Right. So it appears he needs a little encouragement.
He's just here for a progress report today.
Yeah.
What was the compliance date?
October 5th.
Okay. He was just posted about a progress report today. We have a compliance date.
And next month as well.
Okay. Hoping he will contact you, Eddie.
Yes, I'll attempt to leave him my number with a door tag.
Moving on to case number 6, which is CEB 071197, Grant Tolliver Jr. Property is located at 529 South Street. Respondent here. What can you tell us about it?
I spoke with the owner once in the beginning of this case. Property owner is from Fort Myers, out of town property. It's not rented, it's vacant, but no repairs have been made.
Again, may I ask what the compliance date was? That was set about 5 minutes in front of me.
What's
your recommendation?
Thanks,
Ann.
The city recommends $100 a day for each day of noncompliance with a cutoff of $10,000.
Chair will entertain a motion imposing a fine of $100 per day effective today. Till the compliance is achieved with a maximum amount of $10,000 based on the inspector's testimony. Would you like to make it $15,000?
That should be $15,000.
If it's a single family non-owner occupied, $15,000.
Would you like to make it $15,000?
If we go max it to $15,000.
Yeah.
We have a
so moved.
Smart has the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Borens has a second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? If you're not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
I'm sorry, I missed cards. Did we get the one time fine included in that too?
No, we didn't have any imposed one time fine.
Right. Okay.
It was just to impose a fine on this one.
Sorry.
No problem. And that's a max of $15,000. Case number 7 is CEB 071198, ATC Realty 1 LLC. The property is located at 1401 South Nova Road. Mr. representative of the respondent here. Morning, Dan.
Good morning. That's non-compliance, imposing a $100 fine, capped at $85,000.
Chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $100 per day with a cap of $85,000?
Correct.
Until effective today, until compliance is achieved, is there such motion?
A cap of $85,000?
Yeah, because of the value of the property. It's worth over $1 million.
Oh.
Did he say 85,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a commercial.
No. Perhaps then I'd like to suggest that we make it more than $100 a day.
Very definitely.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That'll take us a while, huh?
Yeah.
Once they get to 90 days, they can foreclose. No matter.
Even if it's 100?
Yeah, no matter what it is.
Okay.
The reason you want to make it a really outstanding amount of money is sometimes the judges look at that and say, well, property's worth $20,000, but $200,000 lien doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So the $85,000 is not unrealistic with the gross piece of property. It's not too bad.
There was a motion. That was asked for a motion. There's no motion yet.
So moved.
Second.
So a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Harrington. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same time.
The impact is when?
Today.
Today? Okay. Thank you.
Case number 8 is CEB 0711102, Brian Gillespie, Roman numeral 25, LLC, and RAIT, CRE, CDO, Roman number 1, Limited, RAIT, Partnership, LLP. I'm assuming that's what they mean. Property is located at 35 South Ocean Avenue.
All right, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
No progress. I got with an attorney that I thought she'd be here today, but I got a copy of her email she gave me. If I can bring it to y'all.
Sure.
Basically, what she was saying is that the banks get a stonewall in her. They're not doing nothing. They got 3 proposals to demo the place. And absolutely no progress, absolutely no response from the bank or the representatives. And they're also not paying her, so I don't know if she's going to be counsel next time. So she said that she just wanted to pass that email on to y'all.
The property is secured?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
The electricity is still on at the property. There was transients living in it. It's a daily, like a rest site for the police department.
Can that go under nuisance abate?
They're working on it, but like I said, we thought it was going to be progress through the attorney, through the bank. But like I said, the bank's just a Bray and Gillespie situation, so they just dropped the ball and they're refusing any funds, refusing any communications with me or her. So.
Well, they're due to come and bring the property into compliance by September 1st.
No. No way.
No.
And like I said, I just checked today, too. They haven't even applied for the demo permit, of course, and no. So.
Did you say the property is not being used? Or?
Yeah, it's being used by transients, but electricity is on sometimes. They've partially boarded up some rooms and windows. Oh, okay. Transients on board them and move in.
Do you consider this an unsafe property?
Unfortunately, the building official says no. It's
Who does?
Building official.
Say no?
Yeah. It's it's condemned, but the pool, but the building structure itself is not unsafe. So.
But it is a nuisance property.
Right.
What's your recommendation?
Next month, fine them heavy, $1,000 a day. But our hands are tied right now. We can't really do nothing on this one until next month.
who suggests that something goes to the nuisance abatement board?
That's
or nuisance abatement.
That's the police department.
Of who?
The police department.
Police department.
Well, for you to be a reminder from the meeting that we had, but with the nuisance abatement board is statutory, and it's statutory criteria that allows for utilization of the nuisance abatement board, and those are related primarily to drug offenses, gang-related activity, and prostitution. So things that would be technically a nuisance from the perspective of the conduct such as transient stay and all those types of things. It's by definition a nuisance under many municipal standards, and it would be a nuisance under ours, but they're dealt with through this code enforcement process and not through the nuisance abatement process. That's because that's a separate statutory process.
Do we need a motion requiring these people to secure the property? I mean, who gets sued if the transient goes in? We don't make a recommendation that it be secured. Are we liable in any way?
I thought the bank was liable for it. Ben.
Well, we're liable because they own it. But if we fail to do our due diligence,
no problem for us to make that motion.
Okay, I think we should make that motion.
We should require the bank to do that.
Before you make your motion, Mr. Harrington, let me ask either attorney your question. If the bank owns it, why aren't they included as a respondent? Why haven't we done that?
Well,
I'm asking the
mental
board.
It's rate CRA. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
it was for bankruptcy, and
that's
who the trustees now
received
for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure where the authorities lie right now. It's still a whole. It's a process that came out of the bankruptcy. I don't know who's governing what actions and activities should be occurring, and would have to do a little bit more research to actually know our most effective way of enforcement at this stage.
Is the bankruptcy in process, or is it done?
That's what I'm not sure of. I believe it was a restructuring, which may have some period still going.
The receiver knows we want it secured.
Yeah.
I have out of the bankruptcy for.
The inspector tells me he believes that is the receiver.
The receiver.
That's who would be in reference.
Can we notice the receiver?
Okay, well, I have a.
This is what we did last time.
That was provided by Ms. Thompson the last time that this came up.
We'll have a bankruptcy order, but it's detailed.
Order transferring each hotel's and the property's address, how, who it was transferred to. It's.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just didn't come prepared with that knowledge as far as the best method of enforcing if we were not working through the attorney. She was very beneficial to the efforts of the board, and while she was working aiding this whole process, we didn't really have the kind of concerns that are rising now today. So the bankruptcy order is a little more detailed than I can be able to assist you with it today. I'd have to sit down, read it, and assess and understand it. Unless you or Mr. Sino, or Mr. Borns can.
Can I have a hearing to impose upon at the next meeting? Let's go ahead and enter an order,
sure.
Making sure that place is secure and safe, and let's notify every party.
I think that's. Agree with you 100%.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Will you repeat that?
Are you clear on the motion, Amy?
No.
Mr. Harrington, would you repeat your motion?
Securing the property.
We need to notify the owner, the current owner of the property, whoever that happens to be,
receiver.
That we want the place secured because there is a potential liability issue, and that they have the next cutoff to comply.
I believe what Mr. Arrington is saying is he would like to have all parties notified that the property should be secured with the city standards, including the receiver, to city standards prior to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Sounds possible. and compliance should be achieved also as established by this board, which is September 1st.
It's already done that.
Or they will be fined, as noted previously.
September 8th is their current. I'm sorry.
September 1st.
Right. So we're leaving that.
Yeah. Is that a fair synopsis of your motion?
Yeah, I think so.
Ms. Kundick, did you have a second?
Second, please.
We have a motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Ms. Kundick. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
I have one comment or question. At our last meeting, if you read the minutes, it says Mr. Fitzgerald testified for Mr. Clegg and on behalf of the city and stated that violation consisted of dirty pool and so on. And then Mr. Fitzgerald requested the property be registered as a trespass arrest site with the police department. Was that done?
No, as far as I know. I won't. I'll double check it. As far as I recall, that
let's
it wasn't.
Know, let's know
yeah,
next meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We are going into our new cases. Does any member of the board like to take a brief break? Continuing with our new cases then, beginning with case number 9, which is CB08-11106, Beach Apartments, LLC. Property is located at 219 South Grandview. Is the respondent here?
It's not compliant, next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allow the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Borland, second by Mr. Smart. Any questions or comments by members of the board? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Barbara, are any of your respondents here?
I don't know. I don't think Mr. Nicely is, but is Martha Taylor here? Mr. Taylor?
You only have the two cases?
Three.
You can expedite those then. And then I'll just take whoever's here. We'll take care of yours.
Okay.
If that's okay with the board. You all are so nice. Case number 10 is CEB08-11107, Martha P. Taylor, 38 and 36 South Hollywood Avenue.
Yes. Non-compliance. I have had conversation with the owners. I didn't know if they were going to be here today or not. They are requesting a 90-day extension. There is quite a bit of work to be done. I would like to have a progress report, though, in the interim.
October 2nd. November 2nd.
Okay. Do you have any evidence that they've started anything at all?
No, I didn't say they started. They've asked for the extension to have it all done. There is quite extensive work.
So, if I could ask a question, they were first notified in May.
Yeah.
So it's been
two months. The end of May.
June and July, they didn't do anything.
They were living out of town. They are in town now. Excuse me.
Have they always owned? I mean, is
as far
this
as
rental
I know,
property
they have always,
or is that?
Yes, it's rental property.
And it's unoccupied?
No, there's people living there. It's exterior.
Robert, I see that someone did sign for the certified letter on July 23rd. Was that the first time that they received notice, to your knowledge?
I don't think July 23rd. Right. I think it was sometime in May that they did sign for the...
I don't have a copy of that.
Yeah.
Chair would entertain a motion allowing, well, finding a respondent in noncompliance and allowing a respondent until November 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
Ms. Himes.
Ms. Himes has the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Brown is the second. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, same sign?
Aye.
Case number 11 is CEB 0811108, Thomas Kevin Nicely, 414 Poinsettia Road.
Noncompliance, next cutoff. I've had to post the property for this. He did come in and pay for the license. He's never had any inspections, so he has not technically obtained a permit. It's expired. It's my understanding that this gentleman has moved to Tennessee. The property is vacant.
So this is a rental property, Barbara?
No, he lived there. It was, yeah. But my understanding, he has moved to Tennessee. He's left it vacant. City has it boarded up.
Okay. So we need to recover the city's costs as well. But we'll deal with that next month.
Is? Yeah, we'll deal with that next time because I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
We can deal with that next month.
Yeah.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allow the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to come to compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is such a motion?
So moved.
So. Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. If this person was first notified in January, why is this case just coming to us
I
now?
I brought both cases because I had to let the permit expire. The permit was good for 6 months. I had to let the permit expire that he paid for and supposedly tried to obtain, but I had to let that permit expire before
what,
I could.
The permit to do the work?
Yes.
Okay.
Also. No, to after he'd done the work, but have it inspected. But the permit is good for 6 months, and I have to let it expire before I could do a CEB 2.
If I could say, that was with the case before and during and after, we also had an extension. So that's 6 months. If you go up to 1 year, so that's why it was. If you apply for a permit, it goes up to 1 year. And that's what he did. He extended it for another 6 months.
Applied for a permit to do what?
To
install the pool and the railing.
The application for the permit transposes what we do here. If we have an order to come in compliance, they get a permit that's good for 1 year, that automatically gives them an extension?
6 months, and then he can reapply for another year.
Well, I don't, if I can try and aid just based upon what I'm seeing in the record itself, I don't believe that there was an order from the board that caused the delay. This was just a staff action, and they were operating in a manner which the staff would normally operate. Once they granted required someone to get a permit, they obtained the permit, and then they had a certain time period that they were allowed to accomplish the work.
Is that
and
law?
So they waited until that time period
is
expired.
Is that law or convenience?
Well, they have that time period, and to call them violations short of the time period that they're allowed to complete it would be problematic.
The permit expired in June.
And I understand that it's not
right
your fault, but this is something I think that is a new wrinkle in our code enforcement that I hadn't heard before. It hasn't been there all along, but I haven't seen a case.
And honestly, I hadn't thought it completely through. Maybe someone has a better answer.
I'm taking
it now off the top.
You know, anybody can go apply for a permit.
If I can see that has
a code enforcement problem.
You can get a plumbing permit and an electrical permit.
Right.
And once there's progress being made, they go back to the building official, not out of our department.
Right.
And they say, well, we need another 6 months. And technically, as long as we can work, they can even extend it past the year. As long as there's progress being made, it's the building official call, not the chief.
I mean, he didn't just apply. He paid for the permit.
Right,
he paid for the permit. So he did, in that sense, obtain a permit.
Right.
He just never called for inspections, which made it an expired permit then,
right.
Which technically
right.
He has no permit.
But in essence, he acted in good faith initially, is what
right.
You're saying, Barbara. He just didn't follow through
right.
with the inspection. That's what it sounds like.
Nor did he do the work, it looks like.
No, he did the work. He did the work without getting a permit is what the original violation was.
The confusion is that there are two cases. And I think the next case may be more related to the things that you're looking at and
okay.
don't lie.
Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all of them in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, case number 12 is CEB 0811109, Thomas Kevin Nicely, 414 Poinsettia Road.
Here you'll see where the property has been boarded by the city. It is non-compliance. Next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
And just for the record, the inspector just pointed out the photos that you're seeing is not the property that we're talking about. Those are wrong photos.
Well, then, no, those are the photos for the permits with the pool.
But they're not the circumstance that we're looking at.
Right. Okay. We're looking with the,
some
yeah.
clarification.
So I guess they have the permits, right?
It's not the witness today or the last time you inspected it.
There are two cases in there with pictures.
Okay. I thought it was clarifying.
Now I'm confused. So the pictures we're looking at up here are pictures like that.
That's the maintenance issue
as of
this
today.
One.
Right, for yes. this case.
And the other one with the pool was the prior case with the permits, for the permits.
So it doesn't look that bad.
Yes, it does look that bad.
All right, I don't want to leave anyone missing. I'm sorry.
And I'm still confused about this permit. I still see a green pool.
It says covered.
It's covered?
City covered.
Those are previous pictures.
That's the previous one.
That's one for the permit, and then you see the next set of pictures was the city board and
the city board.
The
windows. Ah.
Okay.
Are we confused?
Yeah.
If it's okay with the board, can we just call those persons who are here so we can allow them to be heard and we can allow them to leave instead of hanging around? Is that okay with the board members?
Did you want to see? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're done.
I think you're all set, Bob.
Yeah,
I'm
done.
If there's anyone here who has a case that's coming before us, you can come
on
forward and we'll just take your cases so you won't have to wait.
Did we vote on this one?
Morning. Yes. What's your case number?
I got the next one. The next one.
This one.
Yes,
we did. On this one? Number 12?
We did.
Okay, I don't think we did.
Is it the next case, Dan?
Number 13?
Okay. That's what he is.
I know I second.
Oh.
I didn't know whether.
All in favor?
I didn't hear that. I missed that.
I missed it too sometimes.
Okay. We can do that, Dan. Case number 13 is CEB 0811110, Maxwell J. Kukuchek.
Yes, sir.
And Manfred and Cheryl Magnetta.
Yes, sir.
The property is located at 114 Aletha Drive.
Correct.
Could you say your name, please?
My name is Maxwell Sukupchek.
Raise your hand. Where are the testimony you're about to provide? Is your simple
truth
and Yes. Danny, what can you tell us about it?
If the board allow me, I'd
He's going to hear from the inspector first, just before
oh,
you
sorry.
Speak. That's okay.
Basically, it was a complaint I got from the HOA and neighbors stating that there was a dorm living issue and also numerous vehicles being worked on. So I cited for no occupation license for the repair shop or working on vehicles and also the dorm living. I did several re-inspections, not called by the owner, and found all these pictures where vehicles were being worked on. Or pieces of vehicle parts of whatnot on the property, and several young males out. And I spoke to Mr. Skopchek And he did state that there was more than three unrelated living there.
Okay.
And apparently that they were going to leave, but I never found that one. Seems that they're all, most of them are widow students. I'll let him speak on what.
Yeah, if possible, I'd just like to give a little bit of background on just kind of the purchase of the house, what happened with it. I had obtained it in October. I was spent a year trying to obtain a short sale. Basically, in March, I received the first notice of this, and that was basically my first information that I wasn't allowed to basically have three people living together that weren't related. I have right now myself, and then I have a roommate, Eric, who moved with me from Michigan when I moved here and obtained the house, and I basically give him life assistance as far as helping him through a lot of his daily tasks and life, and I basically can't really kick him out. I've kind of looked over some of the requirements as far as what the violation states and what is required to be a family in order to reside together, and currently we're not. I've looked over different cases and spoken with lawyers as far as obtaining adult adoption in order to be in compliance. However, as of right now, I have one roommate that hasn't moved out, and then it's just me and these other two guys. As far as the car situation goes, I've brought proof of it. It looks like we have a lot of people there in the past. I own a small business, and my roommates basically helped me out with that. I detail cars, and we had the neighbors getting a little bit upset because I own a van that they were unhappy with being on the property. I've since moved that off the property in order to please them. But I have three other vehicles that I keep on the property that are registered and driven by me, so I can see how it seems like I have a lot of people living there. That's not the case at all. Like I said, I've stated I have those two other roommates. I have moved as many vehicles as I can off the property into Ember Riddle. That's the school I go to. My other roommate, Justin Phelps, is also a full-time student, and he is scheduled to graduate in the spring, in which he will be moving out of the property. But basically, my only options are now to either somehow become in compliance, either by adult adoption, or I'm going to have to basically sell my house, which is not something I've been praying and really hoping every day that I wouldn't have to do. I've worked really hard for this.
Just for clarification, how many persons are residing in the residence at this particular time, including yourself?
Three, including me.
And you said you read the statutes or regulations, and you do understand then that you cannot have more than two unrelated persons living there?
Yes.
And how long is the adoption process going to take if you go forward with that?
I've looked it over, and I've spoken with an adoption lawyer, and I'm hoping to have it within a year completed.
Are you repairing any type of vehicles on your property?
I've been working, trying to sell basically half my vehicles right now. I'm trying to downgrade. I'm graduating, and student loans are kicking in, so I've purchased a really old 89 Jeep that I had been fixing up, and that was for personal use. And then the other vehicle that you see in the garage is my roommate Eric's. That's his project vehicle, and that's being completed this week. And he will have another vehicle of his as temporary driver that he is in the process of selling right now. So basically the whole property is going to be very cleaned up as far as vehicles. After that one vehicle in the garage is being done work done, there aren't any projects planned at all, and no vehicle maintenance will ever basically take place outside of the garage. And again, I've never received any sort of compensation at all for repairing any type of vehicle. Anything that we have repaired has basically been our own. So I've never run any type of vehicle repair business or anything like that. The business I own is for washing cars.
Well, this same thing has been stated to me by another individual in March prior to the notice that he received. Also the complaints of obstructing the pedestrian's path, the sidewalk. As you can see, there's pictures in March, May, July, and I even went out there yesterday. As I went out there yesterday, I seen someone in the window wave at me, wave back, went in, knocked on the door, rung the bell, no answer. I can't get any straight answer, except that there are, they did admit that they are more than three unrelated living there. You know, the vehicles are, some have no tags on them. A lot of them have the seats on the floor, tools on the floor. This red one is a new one. There's a female in the picture. She stated that she didn't live in there, but no comment, and that, you know, it was out of her control and whatnot. This is a new one here. No tag. I don't know about the windows. This is how they're parking. That's another thing they're complaining about, parking issues.
I was going to ask about the female, and I saw that as well, Danny. I was mm-hmm. going to ask Mr. Kupchak about that.
Yeah, that was my roommate Justin's a friend, and she had come over. That was the only day that she's basically ever been there, and he was helping her solve like her taillight plugging in. But it was no sort of compensation or any type of business. And again, that was a one-time notice. A lot of these pictures, like that car you're seeing, is just a friend. I mean, we have friends coming and going all the time, but I try to keep it as low-key as possible. And again, since this notice, I'm trying as hard as I can to keep as many people from coming over. And like I said, I've moved my own vehicles away from the property in order to solve the parking situation. And again, three of the vehicles, two that I own and one of my roommates, are being sold literally within 2 weeks. So a lot of this congestion will be cleared up.
Well, the one in the garage is still in disrepair since March. That was the original complaint, and plus the detail in which I would agree with him that the van, I have not seen that on the property.
And again, the vehicle in the garage is put back together as of this week. And basically, I think they're planning on actually starting it today. And that's going to be my roommate's permanent vehicle. And again, he'll be selling another one of his that he drives in the meantime.
Do you feel that the neighbors are being unfair when they are concerned with the things that are in this picture?
Yes, I feel like we're being judged upon. I don't want to point out other mistakes of neighbors, but I think that there's a couple highly illegal activities occurring within, basically right across the street of my house, and I feel like these are petty things according to that, but I understand that I have to be in compliance with the law, and I'm trying as hard as I can to do that. But in the situation that I'm in, like I said, having the two roommates, I'm trying to become in compliance, but it's just a matter of time as far as completing the adult adoption.
The minor that lives with you, he's not handicapped?
No, he's not.
Okay, he has
not
a car. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? You own this house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're the owner of this house. And this is in a subdivision, a named subdivision?
Yes, ma'am.
Were there covenants in the subdivision that you read before you signed the papers to buy the house?
Yes. And
they're usually pretty strict.
Yeah. I reviewed all of them and actually spoke to the Homeowner Association myself about the amount of roommates that I'd have, because when going through the homeowner process, I, you know, did choose not to buy a couple houses because they didn't want us parking either on the street or anything like that. But they had told me that there wasn't a problem with anything that I presented with them. And I understand the neighbor's concern as far as two cars, one of my roommates being repaired in the driveway. And since we've cleaned this garage up, any repair work of our own we've done in the garage. So this is, you know, something I'm trying to make the neighbors as happy as I can. I've talked to the neighbor next to me that has basically, I believe, made all the complaints, and they were unhappy. I'm trying to make them as happy as I can. It seems to be working, but again, we still have these problems.
Let me ask you a question just to satisfy an administrative task. Mr. Kupchak, do you agree that some or all of the validations existed at the time of notice?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you agree that some or all of these violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, sir.
Shall we entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mrs. Hines. Other questions and comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Danny, according to the code or land development code for the city of Daytona Beach, the respondent, Mr. Kupchak, was that they are preparing their vehicles in the garage. I'm assuming he meant closed. Is that also a violation?
No, I don't believe it is inside the garage, and that would be fine, but the pictures really shows parts and tools on the sidewalk, you know, chairs on the sidewalk. We've got two different motorcycles there, which I don't think they're being worked on. They're just probably friends visiting. Right. I don't even know if they're even, I haven't ran the tags there, but I got a list of names with running all the tags on who lives there, or I mean on the owners of vehicles that I see there all the time.
And I want to make it clear to Mr. Kupchak that we're not saying that you can't have friends who visit you.
Correct.
You just can't have more than two unrelated persons living in the household.
Right. And as far as that goes, like I said, I'm trying as hard as I can. I have one roommate that I said is graduating and will move out in the spring, so that would make us in compliance. But in the meantime, I'm trying to, you know, if he did decide to stay, I'm trying to not make that an issue and adopt him so that we would be considered by the law a family.
I understand that your friend is going to graduate in the spring, which is almost a year away, and we cannot allow, and I'm speaking hopefully for the board, we can't allow you to violate city code for at least a year, even 9 months. We just can't allow that.
Okay.
Is your roommate prepared to make any other living arrangements, perhaps?
Or
is there any way that you can expedite the adoption process?
Expediting the adoption process would be my option there. I basically, we like live and support each other. I really don't, if he moved out, it would be me making the sale of the house, and like I said, that's really not an option I wanted to take. But yeah, expediting the adoption process would be something that I'd be very interested in pursuing.
Are there two other owners of this property? They're listed here.
Those would be my grandparents. They're co-signed on the property. But yeah, the house is in my legal control, and I'm the one that has made all the payments and everything.
Danny, what's your recommendation for the circumstances? And as I said, we cannot allow Mrs. Kupchak to allow your roommate to stay for a year until he graduates. We cannot allow that.
Yeah, in the past we've allowed, you know, extension of a couple of months, but a year is too long.
Right.
So I think he's going to have to make arrangements and someone or a couple that we need. And at least to satisfy the number of neighbors in the HOA to reduce the number of vehicles out and tools and whatnot working on, we can allow, like we did with the others, maybe a couple months. We can add the next cutoff, which will allow 1 month and maybe one more.
Okay.
Well, the end of the semester would be December, so you know, if we went till December so I can get rid of running roommates, which is pretty much the only option to have unless you can expedite the adoption process. That's what needs to take place. We understand, the circumstances, but we also have the law.
Right, I understand. Would it be possible to extend it further given progress from, like, an adoption attorney? You know, I'm just nervous about that, you know, they told me it's kind of a lengthy process, and that's kind of what I'm nervous on. I don't want to be hesitant on making any decisions on that. I'm willing to do it, but I've just,
Not only is it a lengthy process, it may not happen.
Right.
The purpose of an adoption, the purpose of feeding the city ordinance,
right,
may not be amenable to a judge. So that's not going to be, it's not gonna, definitely going to happen. It may, but I don't,
Also, keep in mind that this has been since March, so he's already had five months.
Right. My other concern is that the semester begins probably this month at Amarillo, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So, again, as the inspector says, Mr. Garcia says, he's had ample time to make changes or make arrangements, at least since March, because you became aware in March.
Correct.
To make other arrangements for living accommodations, and he apparently hadn't done that, I'm assuming.
Right, and like I said, one roommate, I did have four people living there, and one roommate I was able to successfully move out. The other two were pretty much, like I said, a family. Can't really live apart from each other. But as far as the vehicle situation, I you know, guarantee within a week that there's not going to be, on average, more than two to three cars in the driveway total on a regular basis. So as far as the neighbors and the homeowners association go, I mean, there's never going to be any parts, any kind of work, and I mean, the whole place, I'm going to have, you know, permanently cleaned up as far as the amount of vehicles there and the work being done now that we have all our pretty much projects finished and everything is complete.
Let me ask a quick question if you would, Mr. Brown. Mm-hmm. Dan, if he stops working outside of the house, outside of the garage, are we still required to have him secure an occupational license?
No. If he stops, he doesn't have to have the occupational license for returning the vehicles. But he would also, just the only thing that happens is going to the commission.
Okay. So I would be amenable to, Mrs. Kupchak, considering the time frame that we are facing here, with talking about 5 months. Personally, I would be amenable allowing you maybe 2 months to allow your roommate to secure some other type of living arrangement. And that would allow...
Roommates, right? Do you have total five?
No, now it's three, including me.
With the understanding that you won't allow this to occur again. Because
I'm sorry?
I believe now that you have a full understanding of what the policy city code says.
Yes, sir.
I would be amenable to allowing you until October 5th, to allow your roommate to find other living arrangements, with the full understanding that you'll never do this again.
We can ask for a will-fine.
Will-fine, right. That's whereby you can be fined up to $5,000 per occurrence if it occurs again.
Okay.
If the board as a whole determines that's what we'd like to impose.
Can I comment on that?
Sure.
I think since the... this has been going on for several months. We should make it shorter. I think it's the, what's the next date? September 1st. That gives them over 2 weeks to make other arrangements. Because I think, you know, the semester started already or is starting next week?
It's starting next week, yes, sir. The only thing as far as time, like I said, I'm trying to make it so that they do not have to move out. Like I said, we've been a family for years, basically. I mean, whether legal or not, and I mean, if the adoption process takes longer, you know, that's the thing I'm really nervous on, because I can have the car situation completely under control. I just really want them to still live with me, basically. And if like I said, I can make that legal, and I have a means of doing so. I just need the time to basically officialize everything.
Are you the legal guardian of this minor at the moment?
No, I'm not. That's what I'm trying to become.
Who is?
It's not a minor.
Oh, I thought. Oh, you're going to adopt somebody that's not a minor to
yes.
Get around the city code.
Yeah, I'm just trying to become in compliance in any way.
Let me ask Mr. Jackson Messino, is there any way the other party can give up its rights to Mrs. Kupchak in terms of, I guess, forcing an adoption?
The termination of parental rights of an adult?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
You know, one of the complaints was occupational license required for auto repair shop. I'm just wondering whether anyone's going to get an occupational license for an auto repair shop from a homeowners association.
No.
So that's kind of...
We don't have any type of auto repair shop at all, or anything of the sort. I mean, like I said, I've never been compensated, my roommates have never been paid.
That doesn't matter.
And we basically, I mean, all of the garage work, I mean, work will be done in the garage, so I don't see how that's, you know, any sort of violation.
Just to clarify on that, the people across the street from them were also doing the same thing. They were charging people for repairing their cars. There was cars with missing bumpers, everything in the street. Not to confuse who was doing what, because they were pointing the fingers. I cited them both the same way. The only thing is the one across the street complied. That was in the vehicles. The owner contacted me. It was a rental. She did say she was going to evict them if they didn't stop. And and the building living issue that apparently there was, and they had visitors.
Thank you.
Right. We've really got two issues here. One has to do with the dorm living, which I feel we should, you know, get until September 1st to clean that up. And then we've got the issue regarding the automobiles.
The automobiles, we can get a vote final also.
No.
That part, he's stating, my note stating that he will stop that. I haven't seen any detailing ban out or anything, but we can get a vote final on both.
Mr. Sukupchak, just the roommate that you're not considering adopting, is he financially able to go out and rent himself a place? I know that's none of our business.
Right.
But understand, the board is trying to work with you, but we can't give you a whole year.
He's really not, and that's mainly the reason why I am nervous about evicting him. Like I said, he moved down from Michigan, and he got hired. He's working as hard as he can, changing oil at Daytona Mitsubishi. Like I said, he's not legally handicapped, but, I mean, I've known him since I've grown up, and I pretty much care for him, cook for him, everything like that. He's not, I don't know how you'd say it, but he's just not all there. He does have a job. I just don't think he can really live on his own. So pretty much if he had to move out, he would have to move back out with his parents in Michigan, and I was just trying to prevent that.
I think Mr. Brown was asking about the other person, the other party.
Oh, the student, Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the names. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I've one that's not in school, and he has a job right now, changing oil, and he wouldn't be able to provide for himself, and Justin, as far as his financial standings, I'm not sure.
So one is able to provide for himself, and the other's not.
And correct.
Okay. So. If we, just to be fair, you know, 2 weeks is a quick notice, 3 weeks is a quick notice. If we gave you till, not if, but by October 5th, can something be done to bring this property into compliance?
Yes, sir. I believe so.
That would be more amenable myself to October 5th.
Right. And, just board, you know, just 2 weeks to make somebody move out is...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not being... We're trying to be... understanding. I just think, you know, if we just said we only got 2 weeks to do it, we're being a little rough. Whereas if we give them a full month, you know, that's something. Well, I'd like to make a motion if there are no other questions. I'd like to make a motion that we allow the respondent until October 5th to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for a fine up to $1,000 per day.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Borens. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Opposed.
And Mrs. Hines is a step away. Okay, Mr. Kupchak, we've allowed you until October 5th to basically eradicate the problem and bring the property into compliance, which means you're going to have at least one of your roommates to move out.
Yes, sir.
And once you come into compliance, it's possible that we'll consider imposing a will fine. At that time, we'll explain that as well.
Okay.
With a will fine, we can fine you up to $5,000 per occurrence. Not per day, but per occurrence. But that's something we'll deal with later.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for your consideration.
Do you have any other respondents here, Danny?
709, number 14, 709 International. No. Number 15, 502 Rio Vista. I don't have the owner here, but I have a neighbor that would like to.
Sure. 15.
Yeah,
case number 15 is CEB 08111112. Is that Trustee LLC?
Yes, but it's not active.
Okay. Property is located at 502 Rio Vista Avenue.
I'll let you be sworn in. She's
Can you say your name, please?
Reese Michelle Ballard.
Raise your right hand, please.
Swear or affirm
that the testimony
you're
about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
but the truth? Yes, I do. Can you tell us about it, Dan? This property, we've had numerous complaints on, even in the past. I just got the area and happened to pick it up.
And the complaints were, the biggest complaint was a health issue, which was a plumbing issue. And then we have outside storage and exterior surfaces and whatnot. But the main thing we were trying to tackle was the health issue, because the neighbor that lives next door was smelling water, sewer smell from their leakage. We had to take time in him pulling the permit. He did obtain the permit. He did call for final, passed it in June 8th. I got with Mark Criswell today. I was at the property, did a reinspection, and seeing the plumbing issues were the only thing that I can see that he has worked on. But it seems that there's still some type of plumbing issue in the rear. So we're going to send the plumbing inspector, David Houlihan, who passed it, to go back out and see if what he finds. But she had some things to say on it.
Well, what would you like to tell us?
Some of the plumbing, the larger leaks are fixed. As you can see, I was trying to see if there was one that was not fixed, because I can look from my yard and I can see some water coming out. It smells sometimes so bad I can't even sit on my front porch. And when they're in the bathroom, I believe that's the room, but you can hear the water pouring onto the ground in large amounts, and it smells, and I really would like something taken care of. I mean, where that is in my yard is like 3 feet apart. And I have children, and I won't even let them play out there, because it is so bad some days that I'm afraid my children are going to be sick.
Okay. Danny, what's your recommendation? Next cutoff?
Next cutoff. I'm going to see if I can give the owner a call again and see what if he can move on that. But like I said, tomorrow, I'm going to see if I can set an appointment with David Houlihan to go out and check on that water running and see if there's a leak down there or something. He does have a clean-out cap that he has not replaced. That's the only thing I've seen that I cited before that he had not done.
Okay.
As for the... It's a clean-out cap. It's the cap that was in the picture there on the floor. It should have a cover, and it's not. And as for the rest of the violations, he has not taken any of them, done anything with that. That's the clean-out cap there.
I didn't see any of the ones where the pipes that you could see from my house.
But yeah.
It's only a walkway between the house and the fence with my trees.
All that has been taken care of, covered up, and...
And I don't know if anybody even walked through there, because it is just a pathway. It's in an old neighborhood, so the houses are like on a zero lot line.
Okay.
There's a picture that what she's talking about I have there, but it seems like they got it slightly covered with some wood,
it's a box spring mattress.
And so we're going to see if we get access to her property, take some pictures, but I want to see if I can get with David, and this way I can get on the property.
Yeah, right there, in that area, but you can't see where it's all coming out.
May I move that the property be found to be in non-compliance, and respondent granted until September meeting to come into compliance, or be returned to the board for imposition of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
I amend your motion, Mr. Bowens, to state that the property should be brought into compliance by September 1st rather than September 8th.
But yes, by September 1st rather than the 8th.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Bowens. I believe Ms. Hines was the second.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. I consider sewer... leaking sewer water a serious threat.
We don't
to
even
public
know
public health.
Yeah, we don't even know if it's from the sewer. That's what I'm going to find out tomorrow. I was told that it wasn't a sewer, but it is from plumbing, from the plumbing that's
from the plumbing inside the house.
Right, and it did come from under, which was connected into the house.
So at this point, we don't know whether it's a sewer it's wastewater that's leaking into the yard?
I was told that it wasn't sewer.
It smells. It may smell like sewer.
Yeah.
What else could it be? What are the other possibilities if it smells like that?
John was also on the case before.
This particular property has been a problem for quite a while.
in addition to the plumbing problems with the sewer, and yes, it probably is sewage that's coming out. It was being used as a boarding house. You had infestation of fleas. Animal control has been out there numerous times. I don't know what kind of reaction you've gotten from the property owner.
Actually, none. I was dealing with the guy doing the work, the plumber that was hired, a licensed plumber. They were waiting on the permits. That was kind of a hold up there. They did get them, like I said, and there was a final done in June, and did pass. And I want to get with the building inspector to find out to make sure that it was passed, you know, correctly. That there was not an issue that may have been missed.
Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board?
I want to understand what our responsibilities are at this point when this violation to me is a serious threat to public health, safety, or welfare. No time to correct the action is required, and it can be immediately scheduled for hearing, which is what we've done. Scheduled this for hearing immediately, although this was noticed in May. But
like I said, they've been on the neighbors been on top of it. They've been checking the track it system, what's been done. They've been calling, keeping in contact with John Stenson, that was even on the property, notifying me, letting me know. I've been reinspection after reinspection, pet drive-bys, waiting on the permit to be approved.
This kind of the fact that just say it appears from the inspector's report that at least the sewage issue, that there was the appearance that they were proceeding in good faith and getting that resolved, and that they had a licensed plumber, they pulled permits, and it was even inspected by the city inspector. Now, I guess the question now is there a fresh rupture and somewhere else it's leaking, or did they miss something, and that's what utilized the inspector and those with the professional knowledge to inspect that to determine whether or not what can be done at this point to follow up on what appeared to have been a solution before. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That'd be the plumbing inspector for him to go out. I'm just going out to make sure that he's, you know, what I
do. We have the plumbing inspection is scheduled.
It was already finaled. It was done already.
You mean the subsequent one? The follow up.
The follow up was a final.
I'm sorry. I believe what you testified to before, and just help me if I'm wrong, that you're going to get the inspector to go out there and follow up, or at least get with the building inspector so that they can follow up to find out
correct.
If there's something else that can be done
correct.
Or something that may have been missed.
Right.
That hasn't been scheduled yet.
That's correct.
Okay. And I think that's what you're asking.
You did say that previously, though, it was a licensed plumber.
Yes.
And that problem was fixed. So now the problem could be another leak or something.
Can I speak? I have pictures dating back from April.
Valerie, if you would move over.
Dating back to April, that shows that the plumbing issues that I reported, only one has been fixed, and there was at least three others. And they're still going.
Yeah, and I don't think we're disputing that.
I think we're
acknowledging maybe something could have been missed. We just don't want to speak for those who were doing the inspections because
okay.
we didn't have that expertise.
Do we have copies of the inspections?
Of my inspections or the plumbers?
The plumbers' inspections?
They should be in track it. They should be in the
okay.
system.
Okay.
Mark Criswell, the building official, did state that he was David Houlihan, the plumber inspector, did go out there, did pass it. So we're going to give him a call and see if we can go back out there and make sure there was nothing missed.
Mr. Chair, what I'd like to propose is that we give as little time as possible to get this situation cleaned up. Leaking sewer is no joke.
We've actually stated...
So as soon as we can do that, whatever motion it takes to get this done and to impose a fine if it's not done, I'd be very in favor of it.
Well, there's already a motion on the floor allowing till September 1st
okay.
to be come into compliance or be returned to the board for imposition of a fine.
Okay. Second.
Are there any other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
One more, and I'd like a break.
Do you have one, Vicki? Okay.
Case number 17.
Case number 17 is CEB 0811114. Is it Konakai? DB,
yes.
LLC?
Yes, sir.
Property is located at 23 South Hollywood Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Vicki?
My name is James Ford, managing member of Konakai.
Raise your right hand, please.
Yes. Sir,
the testimony
about
the
truth?
Yes, I do.
We are currently in non-compliance. However, we are in process of getting the work done. Mr. Ford is here to speak to the amount of time that he feels he needs to accomplish the work. So we're moving forward, but currently non-compliance.
What would you like to tell us, Mr.
Ford? First thing is I'd like to apologize that it got to this level, and it should have been taken care of. I was out of the country for a month. I just got back a few days ago. We've been working on our other project, which we came all into compliance, and we appreciate the property we bought on another location. And we're planning within 90 days to paint the buildings totally. The compliance was some peeling paint, and we talked to them, and they were being touched up, and some landscaping on that property needs to be done, and we're planning to do that, new palm trees and dress it up. The whole community is doing really nice in the spin, and we should be able to take care of that within 60 days, painting within 90, total, all three buildings, as soon as the rain stops.
We can only address the specific building at this point, Mr. Ford. How long would it take you to bring this property into compliance? I understand that you have three buildings, but we have to deal with this one.
Yes, sir. On the fascia board, he must have missed that. It seems like it needs painting and touch-up. We'll touch all of that up within 60 days or 30 days, whatever's easy for you. But I want to paint the whole building. No, that's one building.
23 South Hollywood.
I'm sorry. It's all under the LLC, that whole little project. I don't want to confuse you.
Could you tell us?
With regards to Hollywood, how long would it take you to bring this in compliance?
Compliance within, I'll go and take care of it myself within 2 weeks personally.
So 30 days?
Yes.
So if we do this till next cutoff, we should?
Yes.
September 1st.
Yes, whatever would make you happy, I'll take care of it.
Do you agree, Mr. Ford, the sum of all of the violations that existed at the time of notice?
Quite frankly, the first time I took a look at them was, my wife mentioned that I needed to come to a meeting today. It was last night. So.
But do you agree that some of these violations existed at the time of notice? Some or all of them?
That it currently looks like this, and that you have to do these violations.
Well, I didn't notice it, or I would have took care of it. So.
But do you agree they exist?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until September 1st to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Allow you until September 1st, Mr. Ford, to bring your property into compliance. If you run into any problems, please speak to Ms. Langford.
Yes, I asked for a telephone number. I'll take care of it. Sorry for the time. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Let me do one more, Mr. Harrington.
Sure.
The couple over here tried to come up earlier.
Okay.
What was your case number, sir?
She's getting it. I didn't bring my glasses, so I'm having trouble reading that.
Fifth Street, right?
Fifth Street, yes.
What case is it?
Which one?
Fifth Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
413 Fifth Avenue.
Case number 16 is CEB 0811113, Julie Pergottis.
Lego Day.
Screw that one up.
The hard one.
Property is located at 413 Fifth Avenue.
Yes, sir.
You both going to be testifying today?
Yes, my husband, James.
I'm sorry, James?
Gene.
Can you both raise your right hands, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Is it Lego Day?
Yes.
Vicki, what can you tell us about this one?
Well, me first. First, I need to apologize. I was called out of town over the weekend, so I don't have pictures from this week. I'm just back. I do have pictures from last week. I have talked to Mr. Lego Day on the phone, and when I did inspect last week, there are pictures. It was all straight and ready to go for painting, and from my discussions with him, I think probably it's done. I just haven't had a chance to get out there, and I'm glad he's here and he can address where he is.
That's me yesterday, pressure cleaning.
You want to see the pictures. But he is in process, and he is working, and the pictures from last week.
That's good progress.
He said it, yeah.
So, Lego Day, how long do you think it would take you and your wife to bring the property into compliance?
30 days. We had become unintentional renters. We had sold it. We put the house up for sale. We had some people came in that his husband was getting a Social Security settlement. They wanted to buy the property. Didn't have the money at that time, but they would have it. So we did an option to buy, lease with an option, with a specific amount and a date. They stayed there 1 month, stopped paying rent. I had to go through a whole, after 2 months, an eviction process. I just got the writ of possession on the 27th of July, and we had at least 12 truck and trailer loads of garbage to take to the landfill. The place was infested with fleas, which we just now got under control where we can actually step foot inside. That's settled, and we're painting the entire outside, getting it fixed up. We'll be painting the inside too, but that's not part of this. And we won't be renting it again. So that's why we didn't get a renter's license. We just had the one property and intended to sell it. We never intended to be landlords. So that's what happened. And here we are.
You agree the sum of all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
And you're agreeing that you were not planning to rent the property again? So
yes.
Correct.
That's all correct.
We need to.
And we have contracted a realtor to sell the property for us.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. September 1st, is that?
Today is the 10th, 11th. It's not, you know, it was 30 days.
October?
Yeah. That would work.
And
we've got to paint the whole place, so it's going to take a little time. I'm the painter. Well, we're the painters.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent non-compliance and allowing the respondent until October 5th, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thank you all. Mr. Lego Day, we've allowed you to accept, October 5th, bring the property into compliance.
That won't be a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Harrington has requested a break, so how about if we take a 5-minute break?
See, they ignored me when I said
it. Are you meeting back to order?
Back, we're back.
I
think there were some respondents.
We're here.
I think we got a couple of responses.
Yeah, that's a nice home there.
Yeah.
Your grandparents made that sign. I'm curious what they paid for.
John, didn't we have a couple of respondents, do you know?
I had one.
There's one. Okay.
Respondents or despondents?
If you want to come up, you can. What's your case number?
Sorry. Double glasses here. I can't see.
I want to see a whole bunch of them for compliance.
I apologize. I didn't know you were that adjourned here. I believe it's 23, I believe.
You and Cynthia Barrett?
Right, 23.
49. Okay, case number 23 is CEB 0811120, Hugh H. and Cynthia A. Barrett. Property is located at 149 South Hollywood Avenue.
Can you say your name?
My name is Hugh Barrett.
Can you raise your right hand?
Do you
swear affirm that the testimony
you're about
to provide is
the
truth,
the
whole truth,
and nothing
but the truth?
Yes, I do. John, this is yours.
I think you said it's 511 Cannon Street, isn't it?
No.
23?
What can you tell us about it, John?
Sorry. You got to talk, I guess. Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. This case came to me from the Daytona Proud Initiative. All the violations still existed on the last reinspection, which I did on the 2nd of this month. Today was the first contact I've had with the property owner, and he tells me that quite a few of the violations have been corrected until I confirm those. Outside of actually a reinspection, after him telling me that he's in compliance today, we'll have to say non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Barrett, would you like to say anything to us?
Just a little bit. A lot of the items I had completed and fixed, unfortunately, when it was first in non-compliance, I was out of town. I found out that it was in having problems latter part of June, first part of July, and I started to repair the items. Most of the items have been repaired. Some of the items I was not aware of until I spoke to the officer this morning, and I will make sure that it does get in compliance if I can have some additional time.
How much time do you figure you'll need?
30 days would be, I think, enough. It may take a little bit longer, but I'm hoping I can get it finished in 30 days.
Maybe by October 5th?
I'm sorry, sir?
By October 5th?
Yes, sir.
Do you agree, Mr. Barrett, that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, I did.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until October 5th, 2011 to bring the property into compliance, will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
No.
Do you live there?
I don't live there. I actually live in Orlando. I do have an apartment that I use there that I do when I'm in town stay in.
Is this an apartment complex?
It's an apartment complex.
Is it rented?
Yes, they are.
Does he have an occupational license on file?
Yes.
Okay. I gave two or three licenses. And I've been in compliance for all of them, but for some reason or other, I must have fallen behind in some of the things that my tenants have decided to create for me. But I will make sure that they're all done.
Okay, so, Mr. Barrett, just for understanding and clarification, based on your testimony, so you are fully aware what needs to be corrected at this point. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We've allowed you until October 5th to bring the property into compliance.
Okay.
Please speak to Mr. Stinson.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
If you want, you can come on up. Good morning. What's your case number?
CEB 0811118.
21. Case number 21 is CEB 0811118, Andrew Hendel.
Yes.
And the property is located at 220 Arlington Avenue.
Correct.
Can you state your name, please?
Andrew Handel.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, so help me God.
Mr. Handel, before you speak, let us hear from the inspector first, Mr. Stinson.
Yes, this case came to me. It was complaint-driven. The cited violations were the overgrowth of the landscaping and peeling paint on the east side of the building.
Mr. Handel, would you like to share some information or comments with us?
Yes. I received the complaint certified letter on 3/28. I painted the east side of the building you're looking at there, latex paint on the masonry, oil paint on the woodwork. About 20, 30 hours scraping and painting on that east side of the building. And then it was mention of overgrowth, and there's a tree. You're not showing the tree now. Well, it's right there, but it was, if you walked down the sidewalk, you would have had to duck to go under it. I took a chainsaw and removed it back perpendicular with the sidewalk line. And I took it back on, all of this was done by the end of April, within the month of the notice. And I never heard anything more about it after that. I thought it looked pretty good, the whole side. In fact, I have pictures of the east side of the building. You don't have anything later.
There are.
That's March.
That's March.
Yeah. So I scraped and painted the east side of the building and cut the large tree back, clear up the sidewalk.
Is that July, John?
Yeah, right there is August 1.
That's August 1?
Right, you should go back, Eddie. Right there. Okay. That's August 1.
Right. And do you have the east side of the building August 1? Is that August 1?
3/23.
Okay.
You understand, Mr. Handel, that it's your responsibility to contact the inspector after you believe you've rectified or brought the property into compliance?
No, I didn't know that. Let's see. I assumed it said to me. I didn't know that I had to recontact. I thought they would come by in a month and. It says a re-examine will take place in 20 days to determine compliance. If not, you'll receive a hearing. That's what it says. It doesn't say I need to.
Mr. Handel, in consideration of what's being discussed and what needs to be done, can you have this done by September after you speak with the inspector?
Well, I have done it as of now. In fact, when I received this second letter, I've been at it all week, and this is the current east side of the building. All the woodwork has been scraped and painted. You see the green?
Okay.
It's all oil-based paint, and it's all fresh latex on the side.
If you would, Mr. Handel, let's have those so you can step back to the mic so we can make sure you're...
Here's the landscaping in the front. John, this is what I removed from the tree. That's
John.
The second load.
Okay.
I did a first load on that tree.
You'll have to go back to the mic. Yeah.
We have no problem re-inspecting the property.
I'd like to see a copy of that letter you have. I'd like to see that says a re-inspection will be done in 20 days. I'm not sure. It sounds to me pretty specific that that's what will be done.
John, in terms of the landscaping, what I see a lot of overgrowth on the fence. Is that part of the violation?
Correct.
And the tree that was overhanging?
Yes. The complaint came from the overgrowth of that. People trying to walk down the sidewalk.
Okay. Yeah, the sidewalk's clear.
What about the fence, Mr. Handel?
Well, those are that's a climbing vine, and I like it. And I have mother-in-law's tongues along the front. And I like it, but the lawn is cut.
Well, according to the inspector, that's part of the violation.
Also, I have to pull the plants up.
Yes. Well, you have to clear the fence.
I have to strip the fence.
Yes.
There's no vines allowed on fences.
The inspector will clarify what needs to be done after we're done here. Do you agree, Mr. Handel, that some or all of those violations existed at the time of notice?
At the time of the first notice, yes.
Thank Chair would entertain them. Well, let me ask you a question. We can do this all in one shot. How much time do you think you'll need in order to bring the property into compliance?
Well, I'm not sure what he wants. If I want to pull all the plants along the fence line, I can do that in the 30 days easily.
You think you need it until October 5th, or can you have it done by September 1st?
Yes.
September 1st?
September 1st?
Can you have it done by then?
Today's the 10th, yeah.
Okay.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until September 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. Will be returned to the board for consideration of the plan of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
I have a question. What is that letter, John, that the gentleman says he didn't get a reinspection, and that letter says there will be one within 20 days. What's the conflict there?
I believe he said he didn't realize he was supposed to call or something.
Well, it doesn't say that in the letter. It says there will be a reinspection.
There were reinspections conducted on 426, 630, 715, 81, 818.
Okay, so you're just not aware that they did reinspect?
Oh, no. I never received another letter until August. I thought I was in compliance and that everybody was satisfied.
Is the only issue the covering on the fence right now?
He hasn't done an inspection to see.
Well, I have a question about chain link fences in front yards. Is that something we allow in the city?
No, we say 4 feet.
It's grandfathered? Okay.
Yeah, they can have it 4 feet.
So that a vine you can't cover your fence with a vine? I mean, chain link is not that attractive to me.
Sure is.
Yeah, I happen to like the vine on the chain link. I didn't know there was a city code against it.
The city wasn't saying that the vineage wasn't allowed on that.
Okay.
It said the landscaping needs to be reasonably maintained.
Okay. That's a difference.
Have you managed to keep it under control?
That's a difference.
Overflowing onto the sidewalk?
Yes.
Okay.
I cut it back a foot behind the sidewalk line, vertical line above the sidewalk.
The language is in keeping the sidewalk clear for pedestrians.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then this may be nipped in the bud once Sean has an opportunity to go out and inspect and talk with him.
Right.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? No. Hearing none, all in favor,
aye.
Aye.
You oppose, same sign.
He's passing his picture.
Drive by and take a look.
What we've done is we've allowed you until September 1st to bring the property into compliance. Mr. Stinson, I'm sure, would be very happy to share with you what he wants or needs done to bring the property into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And after you brought the property into compliance, please contact Mr. Stinson and he'll come out and reinspect it.
Well, we just talked now and I said I've completed it now.
Okay.
And you can take a look at it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And send me a letter.
Thanks.
We're done?
We're done. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I believe number 14, maybe.
Yeah.
There's number
14. Case number 14 is CB 0811111, David and Susan Harrah. Property is located at 709 East International Seaway Boulevard. That's Danny. Non-compliance, neck cutoff.
Non-compliance, neck cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Brown, second by Ms. Smart. No question or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. We've disposed of case number 15, case number 16, case number 17 as well. Case number 18 is CEB 0811115, Norman Ahrens.
Nathan.
The property is located at 47 South Hollywood Avenue.
Mr. Stephen, I believe Nathan.
Oh, Nathan, what did I say?
No.
Wow, Nathan Ahrens. Hi.
Hi. They received a green card on 5/20. That is the last I know of that they got, had any knowledge of. Okay. They have not responded at all. It's been posted, no response, no change, nothing's been done. So we are in non-compliance and looking at next cutoff.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondents in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of the $1,000 per day.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown. I believe Mrs. Smart has a second.
Whatever.
We'll get to the next time, Mr. Brown. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 19 is CEB 0811116, Bird Greens Insurance Services Incorporated. Property is located at 161 East International Speedway Boulevard.
I had an on-site conference, and we went around and talked about the entire property and everything, every little detail that needed to be done on the property. He said that was August 3rd. He felt within 30 days that he would be able to get everything completed. So 30 days, and he's not here, and so I'm going to say, you know, let's go October cutoff, and it should be finished. Okay. Please.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until October 5th, 2011 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for $1,000 per day. Is
so
such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion.
You're already getting close to noon, right?
Motion
okay,
by
they agree.
The times.
Are
there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Case number 20 is in compliance as of August 3rd, 2011. We've disposed of case number 21. Case number 22 is CEB 0811119, Robert B. Irving. The property is located at 511 Cannon Street. Bless you.
He was here this morning. In addition, he's faxed his pest control certification to my sergeant. She gave it to me today as well. So pending a reinspection of the property, we'll say non-compliance next cut.
Non-compliance as well, John. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allow the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to come into compliance for return to the board for consideration of the fine at the $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Smart.
Second.
Second by Ms. Kundig. Questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 23 has been disposed of. Case number 24 is CEB 0811121, Ruth E. Soniak, Living Trust, dated 11-6-2000. Care of John J. Soniak, Jr., trustee. Property is located at 912 Jeffrey Street.
I've had no contact with the actual property owner. However, there's a realtor involved. He's attempting to sell the property, and the realtor seems to be cooperating. There's still a few outstanding issues. They've actually boarded up the broken windows. The garage door is the only outstanding issue right now. The outside storage has been removed.
Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Borns. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 25 is CEB 0811122, James E. Pratt. Property is located at 916 North Street.
I've had no contact with the property owner. Aside from this case, I've had a lot clearance. They did cut the grass once. It's getting along again, so I'll be issuing another lot clearance on that one. But as far as this case goes, there's been no contact, no change on the property. Non-compliance next cut.
Can you remind us on at the next meeting, John, about that lot clearance lien, and we can add that in.
Okay.
Chair will entertain a motion, fund, or can we do that now, Tony?
Well, no, there's no need to. What he's saying is he utilized the city.
Oh, I see.
Separate process for lot clearance.
So the lien is already there.
Separate.
Right. Okay, great. Chair will entertain a motion, fund, and respond to noncompliance and requiring respondent to bring the property into compliance by September 1st, 2011. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. So, so there is such a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Mr.
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
One question.
John, it looks like there's an awful lot more wrong with that property than no occupational license. That the one we're on, 26?
No, no,
we're on 25. Oh, 25? Well, then that's why. Okay, thank you.
Are there additional comments or questions from my members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 26 is CEB 0811123, Nancy Braun. Property is located at 214 South Oleander Avenue.
Yes, I've had no contact with the property owner, and as of this morning, there's been no occupational license applied for or issued. Noncompliance.
Someone living there?
Yes.
Okay.
Chair would entertain a motion found in respondent in noncompliance and allow the respondent until September 1st, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
By Ms. Himes. Second by Ms. Brent.
Right. Brown or Smart, it usually goes together.
Second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Somebody did make a comment about case number 26. I'm pretty sure.
I withdraw that comment.
I'm pretty sure John cited them for those additional violations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 27 is CEB 0811124, Michael Kyle. The property is located at 30 South Peninsula Drive.
That was complaint 85.
Case number 28 is CEB 0811125, Barry Land Trust, dated 5/25/04. Property is located at 122 South Peninsula Drive.
The new owner was here. Right. Like I said, it's a new owner, and I'll be withdrawing this case and allowing him time to come into compliance. He only has to paint the front porch.
Do we need any action?
So you're withdrawing
the case?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any miscellaneous business that any member of the board would like to bring forward? Mm-hmm. Staff, city staff? I'd like to make note that trying to find the last name, sir. It's on there somewhere. Sarah Pisa, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh. I don't know if you all saw the article in the newspaper and the picture, but it was very nice community service effort there. She was sharing an ice cream cone, I guess, with us. You? I think that was a very nice picture.
Yeah.
I think it's a very nice picture of the community and the police.
Did you bring ice cream for us?
Okay.
No,
but
I'm doing autographs at 2.
Do you have anything?
No.
Anybody?